Thank you, everybody. Now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Deal Affair from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Deal, how are things in Brooklyn?
Hot.
Yes, they always are one way or another. What do you do there?
I'm a grad student in social work.
Social work, okay, that's a lovely thing. You're going to spend your life helping others?
Yeah, and not making much doing it.
Yeah. How long do you think it'll take before you just get tired of their whining?
Ooh, I'm already tired of their whining.
There you are. It's nice to have you with us, Deola. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Carl?
Don't you know who I am? I'm Carl Castle, damn it!
Celebrities are just so entitled. They just assume that because they got to do their rehab at Promises in Malibu, the world owes them something. Well, this week we read about a star who got busted for abusing that star power. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about famous folk paying the price for privilege. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Sure.
All right, first let's hear from Adam Felber.
The Carvel Ice Cream Company thought they had their 75th anniversary celebration all figured out. Step one, issue 75 black cards to A-list celebrities entitling them to free ice cream forever. Step two, enjoy the publicity that comes with stars occasionally enjoying their product. What Carvel didn't count on was step three, being driven towards bankruptcy thanks to one black card holder's ravenous appetite for ice cream. As a result, last week, Carvel was forced to actually revoke the black card of one Ms. Lindsay Lohan. Yes, you wouldn't think that ice cream would be Ms. Lohan's thing due to the fact that it's so famously high in sugar and low in alcohol. But apparently the entire Lohan clan has been, quote, abusing the card. And Carvel says, quote, after more than 6 months of numerous and large orders for ice cream, we finally had to cut off the card. But before we break out the high-tech dairy-detecting ankle bracelets, let's be fair. Because the really insatiable cookie puss in the story appears to be Lindsay's mom. That's right, Dina Fudgy Lohan, who actually called the police after her card was revoked, apparently invoking their sworn duty to soft serve and protect.
All right. Lindsay Lohan abusing her free ice cream privileges and having Carvel revoke them. Your next story of celebrity egos gone wild comes from Kiri O'Connor.
It was a PR smackdown even a smoking hot werewolf and vampire couldn't fix. Gossip websites were blowing up this week with rumors that U.S. Supreme Court nominee and noted twihard Elena Kagan had, through her office, requested a ticket to the Los Angeles premiere this week of Twilight Eclipse and was rejected on the grounds that she was not important enough. Kagan, who has been seen power walking in Central Park in a Team Jacob sweatshirt, was said to be crushed. Asked about the epic diss, star Kristen Stewart mumbled, "I don't know who that lady is. Is she like the one with the talk show?" Meanwhile, the PR team scrambled. "Look, the director and one of the stars are from England, and the other two stars are from California. They can't be expected to know anything," said spokeswoman Jennifer Krause. Meanwhile, fellow New Yorker Lady Gaga showed some badly needed class. She sent Kagan a silver spoon, inviting her over for an evening of True Blood and eating Ben and Jerry's right out of the carton.
Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan tries to use her sway to get into the Twilight premiere and fails. Your last story about famous people disappointing their fans comes from Mo Rocca.
Residents of Cabot Cove, Maine, have had it with Angela Lansbury. The picturesque town, of course, was the setting for the TV series Murder, She Wrote. Since the series' own death in 1996, Lansbury has become a frequent vacationer and, many say, a nuisance. After spending 3 weeks last summer in her TV house, now a bed and breakfast, she refused to pay her bills. "This is my house," she told the innkeeper. Twice she's been cited for bicycle DUI, and once for lewd conduct with a lobster. Dr. Seth Hazlitt treated her for a jet ski-related accident, another bill that went unpaid. Quote, she wasn't just rude, she accused me of murder. She accuses everyone she doesn't like of murder. Quote, Angela feels like she made this town what it is, says beauty parlor owner Loretta Spiegel. Nonsense. Murder, she wrote, made Cabot Cove look like a killing field. Someone getting murdered every week. She's done enough damage.
All right, then. Diola, here are your choices. From Adam Felber, the story of how Lindsay Lohan also couldn't stay away from Carnival ice cream and got her privileges revoked. From Kerry O'Connor, how Elena Kagan tried to use her status as a Supreme Court nominee to get into the big Twilight movie premiere. Or from Mo Rocca, how Angela Lansbury is no longer welcome in the main town she put on the map with Murder, She Wrote. Which of these is the real story of a celebrity going a bit too far?
Oh, gosh. Okay,
Number three, she guessed.
Come on.
No, sorry. I'm going to go on a limb and go with number two.
You're going to go with number two. You're going to go with the second story. That was the story of Elena Kagan and her desire to see the Twilight movie. All right, then, that's your choice. That was Kiri's story. Well, this is exciting. This was picked up by E! News, this story. Here's their report.
Long Island police were called to the scene of a famous ice cream store when Lilo's mom tried to cash in on her daughter's freebie.
I hate when they steal our theme music.
It's terrible, yeah. Isn't it? So as you've no doubt figured out, that, in fact, Adam's story about Lindsay Lohan and her ice cream is the true story, so you didn't win our prize, but you did win for Kiri for her frighteningly realistic story of Elena Kagan being a Twilight fan. Kiri, is Elena Kagan a Twilight fan? Did you make that up, too?
I totally made it up.
Totally made that up.
Well, thank you.
So thank you so much for playing, Dola. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Celebrity, 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 celebrity.